Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The wrestling world pays tribute to Daphne Unger this morning. Plus, changes to the NXT lineup could be on the horizon, and changes to AEW TV as well. For Friday, September the 3rd, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. This morning, the wrestling world pays tribute to Shannon Spruill, better known as WCW and Impact Wrestling star Scream Queen Daphne.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Who has passed away at the age of 46. Let's take a special look at the life and times of Daphne.
I'm gonna go get that guy!
No, this is set for me. You don't get
anybody. No, nobody does that to you without having an answer to me.
Shannon Claire Spruill was born on July the 17th, 1975, at an Air Force base in West Germany, where her father was stationed. As a military brat, Shannon moved around the country and around the world with her dad, living in Salt Lake City, Utah, in Savannah, Georgia, in Illinois, even in Oxford in the UK for a couple of years before returning to Germany in the late 80s. She has an uncredited role in Santa Claus the Movie, from 1985. Shannon's passion to get into acting led her to a talent call for World Championship Wrestling in 1999. She was hired and would become who we know and love her most as, the Scream Queen, Daphne Unger.
I love this movie. Mickey and Mallory, we could be David and Daphne. Let's watch it again.
We could be natural born killers.
As the unhinged gothic girlfriend of David Flair, Daphne made her debut in late 1999. Alongside Crowbar in the early 2000s, these three would become mainstays of the WCW tag team division. In mid-2003, she signed a developmental deal with WWE, however was released before the end of the year and hit the independent scene, working for places like Shimmer and the NWA.
You're Daphne, right?
Doing, JB? Good to see you again.
And you think you have what it takes to defeat Awesome Kong here tonight?
I'm going to give it my best shot.
All right, Daphne, you have been selected to fight Awesome Kong.
She would also have a brief run in TNA Wrestling at this time and would return in 2008 for a full-time position where she played a parody of U.S. Vice Presidential candidate Sarah Palin.
The impasse on, and you must be the beauty. I love the velvet.
Thank
fit the very same velvet paintings back in my mansion in Alaska also. Seriously, I mean, can you see Russia from this room?
Soon after, she was reverted back to the beloved Daphne character, and this led to stories involving Stevie Richards, Abyss, and Raven. In April of 2010, Sproul suffered a concussion and a series of other injuries that led to a compensation claim against TNA, a lawsuit that was settled in March of 2013. Since then, Sproul appeared for Shine and Ring of Honor, among other independent promotions, and has been announced for Virtual Basement's pro wrestling video game.
You are acting like a big baby! You tore all the head off my Barbie dolls, and you peed in my suitcase!
Eat it what?
You know, it's quite obvious
thought it was
that
Matt.
I am the Cruiserweight Champion.
Tributes have poured in for the Scream Queen, Daphne Unger, a.k.a. Shannon Sproul. Crowbar says his time working with Daphne in WCW was one of the most enjoyable and fun times of my career. Shimmer, one of the indie promotions that Daphne worked for after WCW, announced Daphne's passing and said, "I will miss you, my logical sister from another mister." Paige describes Daphne as ahead of her time, leader of the Misfits, and loved by everyone that got the pleasure to meet her. And Mick Foley writes, "You were such an important figure in wrestling, giving more to the wrestling business than it ever gave to you, inspiring others who didn't look like the women of the day to follow a path you helped pave." We here at Cultaholic extend our condolences and love to the friends and family of the Scream Queen, Daphne Unger. In the wake of the passing of Shannon Sproul, Pro Wrestling Insider has shone a light on Behind the Scenes, which is a charity organization specifically launched to help those in the entertainment industry dealing with mental health. You can find a link to Behind the Scenes in the comment section of this podcast. And if you are suffering, you can reach out. For the Samaritans in the United Kingdom, it's 116 123 on your phone. Or if you don't feel like talking, you can text SHOUT to 85258. In the US, the National Suicide Prevention Line is on 1-800-273-8255. That is a toll-free number. And if you're in Australia, Lifeline Australia is waiting for you at 13 11 14. Or again, if you don't feel like talking, you can visit lifeline.org.au. Some of your other wrestling news for today. NXT changes are incoming, and there could be more releases along with it as well. Fightful reporting. I've heard names on the chopping block. You don't know until it happens, but I've definitely heard names. A lot of the guys who have been there for a long time. Those are the names that have been talked about. So it's looking like we may see some more long-term NXT stars let go as we get set for the relaunching of NXT on the 14th of September. WrestleVotes give us an update on the backstage setup for NXT, saying after talking to sources regarding NXT, the day-to-day operation isn't changing that drastically. Still very much in the hands of Triple H, HBK, Regal, Bloom, etc. However, the look of the weekly TV product will have a Vince and Co. stamp on it. I expect it to be subtle to start, and then... question mark. It could be anything. We will see. Tony Khan led a media call last night ahead of AEW All Out. There was quite a few things to take away from this. On AEW Dark, Tony says Dark will be taped at Universal Studios in Orlando most weeks, as he wants it to have the feel of the old WCW Worldwide show. He said by moving Dark to its own taping rather than the same night as Rampage, he and the other AEW coaches will have the opportunity to devote more energy and time to the characters and talent on that show. He said that AEW Dark Elevation will still be taped before Dynamite. Also from that call, we understand that a Trios Championship, whilst it's always mentioned, isn't imminent right now, nor is an international tour, despite the fact that Tony says that AEW's UK home is more than likely going to be Craven Cottage, Fulham, the football club's ground. And there's hopes there'll be a show there next year, but there is no timetable on that. Tony says, with regards to AEW hiring a lot of wrestlers, he says, quote, "There is no such thing as a full roster," when he was asked about having a surplus of wrestlers. TNT has also invested $175 million into AEW over the last 4 years, according to Tony. Tony Khan also says he has put eight figures of his own money into production of the video game. And when asked about the objective of the Forbidden Door, Tony simply said he does it as it's good karma for AEW to have good working relationships with other promotions. And finally, Finn Balor was talking to BT Sport and he revealed that a return to SmackDown wasn't his first plan. He says the surprise appearance at NXT UK about 2 years ago was something I was really excited about and it wasn't going to be a one-off. I was going to be more of a regular thing there, working towards a match with Volta. It had got taken away from us by the pandemic, but it's still something I'm super invested in. Believe it or not, before I returned to SmackDown, I could feel the run in NXT coming to an end as I'd exhausted all the resources there. I actually pitched the idea of moving to NXT UK, and obviously that might have been a bold move and maybe a bold pitch. So before going back to SmackDown, Balor had suggested did he go and do NXT UK for a while, which I think would have been a wonderful proposition. Balor and Roman Reigns set to clash for the Universal Championship on SmackDown tonight as well. YouTube.com/Cultaholic. Check out 9 pitches for AEW All Out. You need to hear Ross's bread pitch. Oh wow. You need to hear it. That's all I'll say. You've got to hear it. Also, predictions for AEW All Out from Andrew and Ross. You have reactions to All Out with myself on Sunday night. I'm excited to join you for the first time since Adam is away. It's going to be you and I. YouTube.com/Cultaholic/live. Plus, we'll have what happened at AEW All Out, AEW All Out graded, and of course the WTF moments from AEW All Out 2. On the podcast feed, you can check out right now the latest episode of the Cultaholic.com Wrestling Top 10. Mitch Wadden from Cultaholic.com, the editor-in-chief of our website, joins me to go through the 10 biggest stories from Cultaholic.com last month. You can hear that right now. Tomorrow you're getting a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review. We are back with a vengeance. Can't wait for you to hear that later on today. Desert Island Graps featuring the one and only Adam Bomb Wrath, one half of Chronic, Brian Clark joins me. You'll hear that on Sunday. Brian and I talking about Brian's time in the wrestling industry and beyond. And of course, he picks 3 wrestling matches that he would watch while stranded on a desert island. How well do you know your intercontinental champions? Take the quiz right now at cultaholic.com. And I will speak to you on Monday. If you're not joining me on Sunday for the live reactions, that is. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.